fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Now when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Well, we sure hope that you've enjoyed yourself. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. Be the good Lord willing. Good night, everybody.
Show is over. Another day gone by. With good friends all around me. How the time you fly.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here is your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to say, but friends, I'll try. God bless you all and keep you. Till we meet again, goodbye.
It is now 11 o'clock here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Coming up is Flat Baroque. Thank you for joining us.
Hello and welcome to Flat Baroque. I'm Dinah Jansen. Today we'll be listening to the third tragic opera in Gaetano Donizetti's Tudor England series, preceded by Il Castello di Kenilworth, Anna Bolena, and Maria Stuarda, which we listened to last week. Today's tragic opera, composed by Donizetti with an Italian libretto written by Salvatore Camerano, is loosely based on the life of Robert Devereux, the second Earl of Essex, influential member of the court of Queen Elizabeth I and her purported lover. The first production of Roberto Devereux premiered in 1837 at Teatro di San Carlo in Naples, Italy. The version of Roberto Devereux we'll listen to today is a live recording performed at the Royal Opera House Covent Garden in July 2002 by the Royal Opera House Covent Garden Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Maurizio Benigni and featuring the voice talents of soprano Nelly Miri Choyu, tenor Jose Bro, baritone Roberto Frontiali, and bass Graham Broadbent. Set in London in 1601 during Queen Elizabeth I's reign, the cast of characters includes Elisabetta, the Queen of England, the Duke of Nottingham, his wife Sarah, Roberto Devereux, the Earl of Essex, Lord Cecil, Sir Gualtiero Raleigh, a page, a servant of Nottingham, in addition to some parliamentary lords, knights, squires, and other pages and guards of Nottingham. Roberto Devereux is set in London, England, around 1601 during the reign of Queen Elizabeth. Robert Devereux, the second Earl of Essex, was a favorite of Queen Elizabeth and had been removed from office as governor of Ireland because, acting on his own initiative, he had agreed to a ceasefire with some rebels. Following an attempted uprising, he is awaiting his trial for high treason in London. In Act 1, Scene 1, we find ourselves at the Great Hall of Westminster. Sarah, Duchess of Nottingham, is trying in vain to hide her tears from the eyes of the court as she reads the sad story of Fair Rosamond, the unfortunate lover of King Henry II of England, and therein recognizes a very similar situation to her own. She is in love with Robert Devereux, her husband's closest friend. The ladies of the court express concern, but she replies that she is happy while privately revealing her sadness. Queen Elizabeth enters and states that, at the insistence of Nottingham, she has agreed to see Robert once again now that he has returned from Ireland accused of treason. The Queen is willing to release him without charges if she can be sure of his continued loyalty. To Sarah's gradual dismay, the Queen reveals her love for Robert, and Cecil enters and announces that Parliament is waiting for an answer from the Queen regarding the charges against him, since it considers her too lenient towards him, but she refuses to sign the death warrant proposed by the Royal Council. Robert himself enters, and in conversation overheard by the increasingly distraught Sarah, Queen Elizabeth declares her love for him. Now alone together, Elizabeth promises Robert that the ring she once gave him will always be the pledge of his safety should he ever return it to her. The dream of bygone happy days is shattered by an inappropriate comment by Robert, who assumes that Elizabeth knows the secret of his love for Sarah. The Queen, increasingly jealous, demands that Robert name the woman he loves, and he denies that he loves anyone. And then the Queen leaves. Nottingham, Robert's friend and supporter, enters, and the two men discuss Robert's situation and Nottingham's concerns about his wife's behavior after he has observed her embroidering a blue shawl. The two men are interrupted by Cecil, demanding that Nottingham attend a meeting of the peers of the realm. And in the second scene, we'll find ourselves in Sarah's apartments at Nottingham House. There, Sarah is alone when Robert enters, declaring her to be faithless because she has married Nottingham while he was in Ireland. She defends herself, saying that it was the Queen's idea and that she was forced to do her bidding. And at the same time, seeing the ring on Robert's finger, she assumes it to be a love token from the Queen and tells him that they must never see each other again, giving him the blue shawl as a love token. In a final duet, each declares their love for each other and they accept that they must say goodbye, and Robert plans his escape. Here we are now at Act 1, Scene 1 of Roberto Devereux.
Oh, Thank you. obbedienza di valore prove avrai.
Anno d'amore, vuoi pugnare?
Estremo pallor ti siede in fronte, ma forse tremo d'interrogarti.
Ancor la mia sentenza non proferì colei, ma nel tremendo sguardo le vidi sfolgorar la brama del sangue mio.
No. Lascialo
sventurata.
Ieri taceva il giorno quando pria dell'usato al mio soggiorno mi trassi e nelle stanze ove solinga ella restarsi piace o si repente un suono di taciti singulti appo la soglia m'arrestò non veduto essa fregiava aurate fila una cerulea fascia ma spesso l'opra interrompea col pianto e invocava la morte io mi ritrassi avea l'alma in tumulto avea la mente così turbata che sembrai demente
Luca vieni a conferenza la regina i pari invita
che si vuole
vieni
ma che si vuole
una sentenza troppo a lungo differita
vengo amico
sul tuo zio una lacrima spuntò m'abbandona il mio periodo m'abbandona
vieni
salvarti va salvarti va Solio difendo terra e cielo, terra e ciel m'ascoltera. Io gli servi e vita e fama, e concedi io sommo e Dio. Parla tu sul labbro mio, santa voce, labbro mio, parla tu sul labbro mio, santa voce d'amista. Romeo.
mio, parla tu sul labbro mio, santa voce dammi sta.
Concesso venirmi a te, sperlgiura traditrice, perfida, e qual va nome d'oletraggio di rampogna che tu non meriti. Sospetto mille volte per te darei la vita.
Roberto, ultimo accento, Sara ti parla.
chiedimi il sangue, tutto lo spareggerò per te, mio bene.
Fuggirò, lo giuro. Estremo, è un abisso di...